I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set from the Detroit International Jazz Festival. Ooh, chilly this year, but we're prepared. We're with the Hot Club of Detroit and Hot Pepper for Pepper Adams. Phil Woods called him bebop down to his socks. Freddie Hubbard said he had a tone like sawing logs. His nickname was the knife. Pepper Adams carved out a strong and edgy sound on the baritone sax, centered, fast, accurate, and swinging. He was born in Detroit in 1930, and except for a stint in the Army, worked here from 1947 to 56. Pepper always said that in the military, he learned just how high Detroit's musical standards really were, far higher than in the rest of the world. Once in New York, Pepper became a charter member of the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra, and that's where I met Pepper. Gary Smullyan followed him in the baritone chair. This is Gary Smullyan's salute to Pepper Adams, Hot Pepper, in surround sound on Jazz Set.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gary Smullyan leads off his Pepper Adams tribute with Bossa Nouveau at the Detroit Jazz Festival. That's Detroit's own Barry Doyle Harris on piano.
The great Barry Harris.
When Pepper and Barry were young men here, Barry gave theory and harmony lessons in his mother's house. Flat your six. He is the keeper of the bebop flame.
We're going to continue with a piece by the great Thad Jones, one of my heroes and certainly one of my idols of this music, brother of Hank and Elvin, another Detroit genius. A lot of geniuses in Detroit. This is a beautiful waltz entitled Quiet Lady that was also originally written for the band. And Pepper, in his inimitable style and witty sense of humor, changed the punctuation from Quiet Lady to Quiet Lady. This will feature Barry Harris.
Thank you.
Barry Harris. Thank you. Thad Jones, Quiet Lady. In 1982, Pepper Adams played live on the Grammys, which was unusual even for then to see live jazz on television, especially on the Grammys. Probably would not see that again today unless Lady Gaga took up the baritone. But anyway, he played a 2.5-minute version of My Shining Hour, which was really an amazing piece of music. So we're going to play that in memory of that occasion.
There's a riverboat that goes by the waterfront stage here in Detroit. It's a pleasure boat for tourists. When it blows its whistle, Gary Smullyan blows right back. Listen. Thank you.
Thank you.
My Shining Hour. Gary Smullyan ripped through it. Rodney Green is on drums. By the way, Rodney had a bicycle accident just before this show. He flew over his handlebars and hurt both arms. Ouch! That is not good for a drummer. From the Detroit Jazz Festival, this is a tribute to Pepper Adams, who lived from 1930 to 1986. Hot Pepper is in surround sound. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. David Wong is our bassist. Gary Smullyan is one of the top Barry players of all time. But in the 1980s, he left music for a year, went to cooking school, and worked in a French restaurant. Gary said that the chef's 100% dedication to his cuisine is what made Gary return to his music with 100% commitment. He won the 2009 and 2010 Jazz Journalist Award for Baritone Saxophonist of the Year. There's a Pepper Adams picture on the piano. It's so windy, Barry Harris is struggling to batten down his music. We have pictures at jazzset.npr.org. You should check them out. After one more from Hot Pepper, the Hot Club of Detroit takes over. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much. We really enjoyed playing for you. You've been a great audience. And enjoy the rest of this amazing festival. Thank you. Good night.
And that's right. Let's have it for Rodney Green on drums. Rodney Green. David Wong on bass. A man who has for many years helped make Detroit great like it is today. And like it was yesterday. Like it will be tomorrow. The legendary jazz great, Mr. Barry Harris. And the great, very great, Gary Samoyan on baritone sax. A tribute to Pepper Adams. Coming up, the Hot Club of Detroit right here on the stage.
You can hear more Low Blowin' from Gary Smullyan and Hot Pepper at jazzset.npr.org. MC Ed Love is a longtime jazz radio man in Detroit. As Ed said, next on this stage, here's the Hot Club of Detroit with Django Reinhardt's Duke and Dookie. Thank you.
Jazz Set receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
Thank you so much, everybody. How's everyone doing tonight? At the greatest free jazz festival, I think, in the world, but I know for sure in North America, so this is awesome. Nothing compares to the greatest city, Detroit City. Great to see so many familiar faces here walking around. It's like a reunion of all the musicians who gig around Detroit. Everyone supports each other. It's really fun.
Guitarist Evan Perry is the leader of the Hot Club of Detroit. He organized the group at Wayne State University in 2003. Four of the five players still live in Detroit. Here's Nighttown, named for the Jazz Room Bar and Restaurant in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, and one of their albums. The Hot Club of Detroit is riffing in the night with Django's Monkey by Django Reinhardt. It's almost as if soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet is sitting in with the Hot Club of France half a world ago in Paris. Davis on lead, and Paul Brady on rhythm guitar. Carl Cafagna on saxophones, Julian LeBrow on accordion and melodica, Andrew Kratzit on bass. Their CD, The Hot Club of Detroit, is on the Mac Avenue label. Our recordings are by Timothy Powell of Metro Mobile Recording. Mixer Mark Konopka with Jay Zadirsky, and surround sound remix by Jazz Set's Duke Marcos. Thanks to the Detroit International Jazz Festival's Chris Harrington and that energetic artistic and executive director, Terry Pontramoli. Fabulous job, everyone. Jazz Set is recorded and produced at KUNV in Las Vegas, WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and Duke Marcos Audio in New York. This week's guest producer is Sally Plaxen. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, saying thank you so much for listening. Come back next time.